Hey, Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from the cozy confines of the patio here at the No Shoes Bar and Grill, deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas. I've got a great show for you today. I am going to be pairing the Olive Siri V Milano with Woodford Reserve Straight Rye. I think it's going to be a great pairing. So let's cut the stick, pull the cork, and get to toasting. Now, the Olive Siri V Milano is a 94 rated cigar. It is a 5x52 box pressed Maduro. Visually, it is a medium brown that is just buttery smooth. The tight seams are almost invisible. It has a double cap and a minimal amount of tooth. The filler and binder of the Milano is a blend of Nicaraguan Ligero from the Esteli and Jalapa regions of Nicaragua, and the wrapper is an absolutely beautiful broadleaf Ecuadorian Sumatra. Let's go ahead and pull off the middle band. And the nose, I get chocolate, cocoa, cinnamon, and some hay notes. Let's go ahead and give it a cut. Now the cold draw, it's a very easy draw. I get some creamy notes, maple sugar, maybe some nutmeg, and sort of some hints of like maraschino cherries or cherry liqueur or something like that. Very nice. Now Woodford Reserve is a Brown Foreman distillery. The straight rye is 45.2% alcohol by volume, so it's 90.4 proof. The mash bill is 53% rye, 33% corn, which should indicate some sweetness in the palate, and 14% malted barley. Let's go ahead and pop the cork. Now, visually, it is a very beautiful light to medium amber. Clings to the side very nicely. The nose. Now the nose is very light and rather unassuming, but you pick up rye grain, like fresh wood, pears, and apples. Let's give it a taste. Right away you get a definite blast of rye spice and pepper, but there's also honey. There's the sweetness from the corn, and apples, and some definite hints of vanilla. The finish is kind of a medium length finish. There is the blast of pepper initially, but then there's also some undertones of leather, and then that transitions into, like with the palate, honey, vanilla, but with pears as opposed to apples. It's a very good sip. So let's get our stick toasted up and see how these pair together. Thank you, as always, to the folks at Cigarism for the cuts, the lights, and the ashtrays. They really do a great job of keeping us going, keeping everything working right. There's a great volume of smoke right away. I get cinnamon, cedar, nuts, and spices. Let's see how these pair together. Flavors do meld together very well. Again, a great volume of smoke out of the stick. All in all, I think this is going to be a very good pairing. I will go ahead and burn the stick down to about the halfway mark, come back and give you an update. Hey, Stoners, we are just about at the halfway mark. Little touch-up light there, courtesy of Cigarism. The only complaint I can say I have is the Melanio has split just a little bit. The outer wrapper is split a little bit on the underside, but other than that, a very flawless smoke thus far. Here at the halfway mark, we have we've gotten into notes of coffee, pepper, chocolate, and sugar. It's pairing very well with the honey, apples, and vanilla in the Woodford Reserve rye. I am going to burn this one on down to the band and come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey, Stoners, I am back. Got this one almost down to the band, so I think we're about to wrap this episode up. This has been a very good pairing. The stick was excellent. There were notes of coffee, cinnamon, sugar, spices. It paired very well with the rye. Rye is known for spicy, which this was, but matched well with the stick because of the apples, pears, and vanilla that came through in the profile. I would give the stick 4.9 out of 5.0 matchsticks. The only blemish it had was that small split on the wrapper about halfway down. But other than that, it performed beautifully and is well-earned 4.9. The Woodford Reserve, if you have watched some of my previous episodes, you know I have reviewed that before in a short take. And I thought then, and still think now, that it is a good spirit. I don't say that it's great, and I'd stick with my 4.0 out of 5 whiskey stones for the Woodford Reserve rye. I hope you have enjoyed this pairing. I have definitely enjoyed bringing it to you. You should try these two together. They did go very well. Thank you for watching and listening on the podcast. All my platform information will be at the end of the video. Please stop by and listen to the podcast on Spotify. Just getting that up and going. I've got a few episodes up there now. I'm going to be pulling some of the old episodes out and pulling the voice out on those and posting those as we go. But we do have a couple of episodes there now, and people have already started listening. I am very happy. Do not forget to hit like, subscribe, share, notify, ring the notification bells, all that kind of stuff, so that you know when new content drops. Keep watching. I'm going to have more great episodes coming up. As always, thank you to the folks at Cigarism. Their information is right up here. They have some absolutely wonderful cigar accessories for us cigar smokers, lighters, cutters, ashtrays, travel cases, everything you could possibly think of. And they do a wonderful job for us. They've had some great quality products, and you should check them out. So, as I said, keep watching. I'm going to have more great episodes coming up. I've enjoyed getting to spend some time with you today, but until we see each other again, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold. Have a great day.